This is WSKG News. If it passes, the replacement for the Affordable Care Act that congressional Republicans want would play out differently in each state. Some states are expected to get waivers so they don't have to cover certain services. Other states, including New York, probably won't try to drop certain coverage programs. Still, as Karen Shuckergee reports, proposed federal budget cuts may force some difficult decisions.
By most accounts, New York has long had exceptional health care standards, and while experts say they don't expect New York would try to cut benefits, less money from the federal government might not leave lawmakers with a choice.
In the face of such massive, massive reductions in funding, New York State will have to figure out what to do.
Kate Breslin is the president and CEO of the Schuyler Center for Analysis and Advocacy in Albany. The federal budget proposal, as is, she says, could mean big changes, not just in health insurance.
It is without question that New York would have to do something, either significantly raise taxes, raise revenue, or majorly cut any number of programs and services for kids and families, and particularly those who are most vulnerable.
The Republican health care bill still has several steps to go before becoming law. The Senate is currently working on another version. In Rochester, I'm Karen Shuckergee for WSKG News.